I drove home and parked in the drive and went into the bait shop. Batiste was by himself eating a sandwich at the counter. How well do you know T. Bobby Batiste?
Good enough so as I don't want to know him.
You think he could rape and murder a young girl?
What I think don't count.
What do you know about Ladice Houlin's relationship to the LaSalle family? He finished his coffee and stared out the screen at the bream night feeding on the moths that fried themselves on the flood lamps and fell into the water. Stories about white men and black field women ain't never good, Dave. You want to hear it? My sister growed up with Ladice. I told my wife Bootsy I'd eat supper late, and Batiste and I drove to his sister's small house outside Leroyville, where I listened to a tale that took me back into the Louisiana of my boyhood. Batiste's sister did not begin her story with Perry's grandfather, Mr. Julian. Instead, she told of an overseer on Poinciana Island, a lean, rough-grained, angular man who wore sunglasses, western boots, a straw cowboy hat and khaki clothes when he sat atop his horse and rode among the black workers in the fields. The year was 1953, a time when a white overseer on a Louisiana plantation had the same powers over those in his charge as did his antebellum antecedents. No one knew his origins, but his name was Legion, and the first day he appeared in the field, one worker, who had been a convict on Angola Farm, looked into Legion's face, and at first opportunity leaned his hoe against a fence rail and walked 7 miles back to New Iberia and never returned to ask for his pay. You say his name was Legion? That's the name he gave.